Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of October 2016, and this is the 461st Mole Out Loud podcast. I seem to be having a bit of jet lag after my sabbatical because today has really disappeared from me just as yesterday did. And I suddenly realised how late it was and that I hadn't done a podcast. I think part of it is just our daylight saving as well, so that it's so light outside. I'm fooled into thinking that it's much earlier than it is, but in fact it's 10 to 7 now and it's still daylight, and I've got a Hexenschuss group meeting tonight, my online writing group tonight, so I need to eat something and kind of prepare my mind for that, and I just hadn't thought about where I was going to place Mole Out Loud, so I need to somehow put it in a different part of my day. And I realised that Mole Out Loud was adjusted to when it got dark. When it started to be dusk was the time that I did Mole Out Loud, and that just isn't the case anymore. So I'm here and now, and I've just got the washing in. It's been the most fantastically beautiful day today after, I had a knicker count today. I did my washing for the first time. It's the first time there hasn't been any rain for 13 days. So it's been 13 days since we've had this kind of constant sunshine rather than bits of sunshine over the last nearly 2 weeks. So everything is dry and not folded, but I just rushed out and brought it in because tomorrow is going to be another more questionable day, a more spring-like day of multiple climates. You might even be able to hear the birds in the background today. They're really enjoying it. I was going to talk to you today, as I was going to talk to you yesterday, about my sabbatical, and I've again not given myself the leisure time to really contemplate it properly. But one of the things that did happen was that I found it very, very difficult to work on my novel, and I haven't quite analysed what that dread was. And so I'm lifting off my focus from it for a little while and seeing where that takes me, seeing what emerges in that space. And it's not something I've really decided properly yet, but that's where I feel as if I'm heading. But I'm also trying to keep this time a little bit open to see which way I waver, because sometimes when I just take the pressure off doing something, I get renewed energy to do it. It's just one of those fickle parts of myself that requires the pressure to be off before the enthusiasm can enter. So that might happen. But the other thing I think that may have been happening with this is that I need to have a bit of an overview of the novel. I think I've been a bit too close to one aspect of it, and I've needed to do that just to be able to write what I've written. But it feels to me a bit shallow now because I haven't got the surrounding depths, and so I just need to see whether that can be changed by looking at the other layers without wanting to complicate it so much that I then become overwhelmed by the complicated nature of it. So I think there's a lot kind of going on that I'm finding difficult to express exactly yet. So I will be talking about more of that this week, more of that and more of about what might be coming in its place. And I imagine what the way I talk about it will be in this kind of unknown for a while. And then I might decide one way or another whether I'm going to have a timed amount of time away from it, or whether I'm just going to choose a different way of approaching it, or whether I allow the memoirs or some other part of some other project that has been lying a bit fallow to emerge again. I do hope that whatever you're doing, that it isn't presenting you with so many challenges, or if it is, that you are finding good ways of coming to terms with them, or learning from them, or in fact even being inspired by them, growing through them, or just being able to allow them to dissolve rather than pushing too hard. I sometimes think I push too hard and then I lose my... I kill things by that. I push them so hard they sort of suffocate. Anyway, I do hope that that doesn't happen to you, that you have, that you're not pushing things so hard that you snuff them out. So that's me for today, and I shall have a lovely evening here. I'm going to send you a photograph of the day outside today. It is so beautiful, and I'm sorry, I'm sending you the sounds probably through this podcast, so you'll get a bit of sound too. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.